Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
Let's pop some bottlenoses, man. Who do you got? Give me a couple of your players of the game here today as we pop some bottlenoses.
I want to pop a little bottlenose, and it's easy to go Tua. It's easy to go Tyreek.
You can go easy. If you want to go Tua, go Tua, dude.
A lot of people are going to forget something. Offensive line today, shorthanded, played their asses off. I mean, Tua, I think there was like one series in the second quarter where he was sacked a couple times.
Yeah, I don't know what was that. There was a series where Justin Houston just decided I'm gonna floss my teeth with Tua, and nobody was blocking. He like literally nobody was blocking him. I know Durham Smythe whiffed on one. Teron Armstead just watched him blow by and goes, "Oh, that's a shame." I don't know what the hell happened there.
There was another play where Tua threw like a. It was like a wide receiver screen, and Alec Ingold just didn't even try to block the cornerback, and Tyreek just got lit up, or maybe it was Sherfield or somebody got lit up right away. But seriously, the offensive line, I want to pop a lot of bottlenoses for the offensive line because no Austin Jackson, and we know that Teron Armstead was hurt all week. Like, it was kind of the big point going into this weekend, right? Like, is Tua going to have protection? How's it going to look? They're injured. And, bro, other than that one series where Tua got lit up like three times, for the most part, he had good pockets, good protection, and I don't think anybody's going to be complaining about the offensive line, which, by the way, if you're a Dolphins fan, is a good place to be. If you're not complaining about the offensive line, that's very unusual for the Miami Dolphins. So kudos to them. They deserve credit in a game where they're probably going to be forgotten because your quarterback, who's the clear bottlenose to be popped, had six TDs.
Dude, Tua deserves like one of those giant Miami club signs with like sparklers and air horns and everything. All the popping bottlenoses for Tua today. He deserves it. He got the game ball, but then did the thing where he gave the game ball to everybody, which is adorbs. You know, can't keep the game ball for yourself, but that's his game ball today, dude. He deserves it.
Yep.
He deserves it. This was so much fun, dude. Having a plan work out like this and having a win like this in the beginning of the season when it's all still in front of you, what it's going to do for this fan base, like, you're right. Like, yeah, am I prepared for 4-0? I'm not, dude. I'm kind of still wrapping my mind around 2-0 and what this all means. Like, this feels, it's one of these feelings where it's like, sky's the limit, dude. It feels amazing.
Yeah. No, you just launched yourself into a category of, hey, like, they're not pretenders. They're not, right? Like, a lot of people have the Dolphins as sleepers. We'll see how it works out. New offense, new head coach, blah, blah, blah. You're not pretenders anymore. And Tobin, you know who deserves a damn bottlenose to be popped for them?
Tell them.
And you know, a lot of people might take issue with this. Chris Greer.
Wow.
He was there. He made these moves. And you're 2-0. If I would have told Dolphins fans the first four games, you're going to go 2-2 against this schedule, I think everybody would have said, okay.
Definitely.
Like, right? If I would have told you're going to start 2-0, first time you start 2-0 since 2010, Chad Henne was the quarterback the last time you went 2-0.
That's wild.
And before that, the Dolphins hadn't gone 2-0 since 2002. Jay Fiedler was your quarterback when you went 2-0. So This is the first time in 12 years you're 2-0. Only the second time in 20 years you start the season 2-0. And you had to beat John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson and Bill Belichick to do it. man, like if you're a Dolphins fan, you've got to be sipping on that yak, baby. Like you really, you have to be.
Dude, I'm drunk on that yak. You've got to be
drunk on that yak right now.
I'm drunk on that yak.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
By the way, that Mike Gesicki, they call this the gritty. Is that what was he attempting to do?
The gritty.
Yeah, he kind of looked like he was like a 40s like ragtime dancer. Like, hello, I just got a touchdown. Yeah, like, I don't know what he was doing, man. But whatever. Mike Gesicki's got I'll tell you what. Just pop a bottle nose on a specific play. That Tua eluding pressure, the touchdown to River Craycraft. That was a sick play, dude.
Crazy. He had a little nifty spin in week one, but I think he ended up throwing the ball away. But he evaded a sack. It was a little nifty spin. He got away the other way. This week, spins to his left. I don't even know what is that counterclockwise. I don't know. And
lefty. I don't really know anymore. Yeah,
whatever. Spins over to his left. Crazy spin, and then to go across his body, because you remember last week when he did that and in the fourth quarter when we kind of wanted him to dive and he like one hopped the pass to Sherfield in the end zone, and everybody was like, oh well, you know, how do you one hop a 12-yard pass into the end zone that would have iced the game? Hey everybody, how about the spin and a dime ski to River Craycraft? How about that?